Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. To ask a question during the question-and-answer session, please press star one on your touch-tone phone. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Chris Bouserman, Program Director, Security Product Management. Sir, you may begin.
Great. Thank you, and welcome to all joining us live here, as well as those of you on replay. We're excited to go through the August update of the security product roadmap for the products from Tivoli. We'll be going through with myself and Rani Srinivasan and Dave Ostrowski, and we'll be giving you an overview of the roadmap for solutions over the next year to 18 months or so. For those of you live, you'll also have a chance to ask us, the product management team, some questions when we're done. With that, we'll give an overview, those of you following along. On page two, just an important disclaimer. Of course, this information is sensitive and should be, of course, shared with our customers and business partners with the appropriate context that this is our intended direction and that things do change over time and that clients really shouldn't bank on this for planning purposes, but it's really informational to let you, our partners and clients, know the direction of our investment and our commitment to building the most complete and comprehensive security solutions in the market. If we move over to page three, just again, kind of a quick bird's eye view of the type of security solutions we're focusing on. So if you look at building from the IBM security framework, we have, of course, addressing the layers of the people identity, so looking at entity access management. So it's all about providing access for the right people, the right resources, at the right time. We'll dig into that portfolio here in a moment. Data and application security, of course, those two core layers in a lot of ways are where a lot of our new solutions are popping up from and help connect the first and the last layer we'll be talking about today, and this is really all about protecting the integrity and confidentiality of business data and transactions from end-to-end, from the browser to disk, if you will. And then, of course, the core foundation here of security, protecting the infrastructure and the data center and operational aspects of it, they're really optimizing service availability while mitigating risks and costs your whole operating environment. If you look at page four, what you'll see here is a quick little cheat sheet of where our Tivoli security products fall within this, within those sections, within the landscape. And of course, an important point to mention here is this subject today is really focusing on the IBM security solutions coming out of the Tivoli brand, and there are, of course, a lot of capabilities we have across the entire IBM security solutions landscape that are coming to you from brands such as Rational, especially in the application security space, Lotus also in the application and data security space, or AIM and WebSphere in the application security space, and of course, information management providing products in the data security space, and end-to-end services, of course, through GTS and the security product line over there, GBS and core technologies in STG like RACF. So let's get started here, and I'll take you through some of the highlights of our product roadmap and strategy in the identity and access set of our solutions. So we look at page six, and we're looking at our overall strategy here is to really keep building upon our market leadership in this area that we as IBM have been really driving, acquiring, building out new capabilities for over a decade now. And a lot of this is really moving towards making sure we can provide integration, innovation, through focusing on the overall identity and access governance. So you'll see some details here about productizing our role management, role discovery, role mining capabilities, continuing to expand in other areas that are relevant to large data centers, as well as cloud, private and public, by looking at how do you manage the privileged users who have superpowers and super visibility into the entire data center, and how do you lock that down from a compliance perspective and a multi-tenancy perspective. Of course, continuing to focus on reducing operational costs, time to value, ROI, total cost of ownership improvements throughout the set, and making sure we also tie into some of the other industry solutions and emerging use cases as we do so. And of course, the Enterprise Security Hub, continuing to build upon the leadership we have from zSecure and our all of our products here working on Z Linux, and of course the exciting new announcement that we had this summer on Z Enterprise really makes the mainframe security and that hub concept even more important as the enterprise allows us to manage and touch all parts of the data center in traditional distributed environments from that core mainframe management platform. So we move to page 7 and drill into the identity management roadmap in a little more detail. You'll see here, of course, as we typically do, starting in our current versions on the left-hand side, as we look at Identity Manager, I've got a lot of exciting activity happening here. Of course, we continue to have great success with our clients deploying and upgrading to PIM version 5.1 and getting use and value out of the role management assistant betas that help them do a lot of the offline planning and role governance aspects feeds into TIM 5.1. What you'll see throughout the rest of the year and ongoing are continuing updates from the TIM adapters. And, of course, the depth and breadth of our ability to integrate with Identity Manager is really one of our core advantages here. And you'll see at the bottom of this page a footnote that really gives you some information about the adapter updates we're doing. Those are very dynamic and really on-demand updates. So going to that web link is the best place to get news there. If we look at our future releases next year, you'll see that we've got a couple of big things coming out. I'll really kind of break this into a couple pieces. So look for the first half or earlier in the year next year, really helping to productize the role mining and role management capabilities, so helping to do, you pull in our reconciliation and our recertification with analytics and process and workflow to help our clients clean up entitlements, build and approve the role models themselves, and put that into the TIM engine to be able to provision it. Of course, some differentiators here will be that it's very integrated with the platform itself, unlike Oracle and C and others who have these as two sort of very loosely coupled pieces. So big news there. We'll also be driving some improvements in the core TIM product next year. We'll be formalizing some of the web services interfaces. We'll be going through and helping to do even greater administrative ease of use from that we're building upon the TIM 5.1 role management, and again continuing to do a lot more in terms of baking in the best practices that we've been learning from our clients' deployments and making them even faster. Another key piece here is really helping to start productizing what we have available today as a bundle with some services around the notion of privilege identity management. And here we'll be going through and as a chargeable TIM component next year, having the notion to be able to check in and check out shared IDs, be able to do sort of an owner or sponsor who's distinct from a user of a privileged account like Root and DBA, and be able to have all the traceability, governance, and auditability around that, different policies, et cetera, to really help our clients and their data centers, as well as service providers and cloud providers, to be able to get a better handle on those high-risk, high-powered IDs. And, of course, we continue to support that privileged identity management as an offering today through services. And of course, we continue to support our TIM for ZOS. The TIM, of course, the TIM as is also runs on Z-Linux. For Directory Integrator, we have continued to build out the base of that to be able to use Eclipse tooling and other areas to really make that the sort of blue glue that we all know and love that really helps developers, integrators alike, get the maximum flexibility out of that as part of their toolkit. Directory Server, both for distributed and ZOS, continue to focus on scalability and consumability as that really becomes the backbone for many of our clients' very large deployments. Moving to page 8 on the Access Management Roadmap, continuing to really push ahead here. We've got some exciting news, of course, just coming in May, a refresh across the board of our Access family. And that's been getting great traction in the market. You can see that we've, of course, had tremendous success as clients move towards using the access management capabilities they've deployed for their internal users and applications and really open the doors and the floodgates to that in the business-to-consumer or business-to-citizen environments. And cloud use cases continue to really drive the federation. So we'll see if we move to the next releases next year. We'll be building upon a lot of those themes. So Access Manager and we'll have a real powerful transformation as we go to not just protecting applications, but being part of an integrated content and data security gateway. We'll be adding ICAP support to that. We'll be integrating more across the SSO suite, so deeply tying into the ESSO platform. And then I'll let Ravi go into more details, but we've also got some very exciting news here of taking the the reverse proxy or the edge component of TAM, the web SEAL component, and really put that as an integrated gateway that will actually give us an appliance form factor and tie us to exciting new capabilities in the data and application security space. FIM continues to be the backbone here for the large external population, partner population, of course, as well as an internal federation. But as we focus on cloud use cases, you'll see a lot of excitement there. One area looking at is a really lightweight client, and when I say client, I mean a client that sits on an application server that can really help businesses who are really getting their toes in the water for hybrid cloud services and consuming those be a very, very cost-effective, very simple identity provider to these services and get the benefits of federation in a much more accelerated way and, of course, allow us to upsell into the broader platform as they reach out to their ecosystem. We're also continuing to focus on the consumerization, looking at of that federation and pulling those users into the enterprise platform. With ESSO, a big piece here is continuing to focus on what we do best in the market, which is the quick integration with all the applications that are out there through Access Studio enhancements. One of the things, too, that Ron will go into in a moment as well is that ESSO is also going to be an integrated part of our data loss prevention and the endpoint, which is very exciting, and some of those enhancements will tie into that. But also, of course, we'll be seeing some integration there with BigFix to go forward as both part of our endpoint suite and as a delivery and distribution vehicle. And we're also continuing to focus on appliance, and particularly in areas around Citrix or other more virtualized environments. And as far as providing you with a very quick and cost-effective, easy deployment solution, we'll also be shipping ESSO as a virtual appliance next year. Now moving over to page 9, let's look at what you can see here is a very aggressive and very, very significant investment in our mainframe security business. And again, I want to reiterate again, all the products I just mentioned in the Identity Access family also run on ZOS or Z-Linux or both. So the mainframe security is not just limited to Z-Secure, but here we certainly have a very powerful set of capabilities that really focused on the mainframe. And again, I think for any of you who've been sellers out there who have felt a little bit, like a fish out of water, shall we say, as an American colloquialism, selling into the mainframe audience, one of the things that with the Z Enterprise release this year, if you haven't gotten yourself educated what Z Enterprise is and what it means for our clients' data centers, I highly advise you to do so because it really blurs the distinction between the mainframe world and the distributed world. And so with this leading set of capabilities here in Z-Secure, that puts us right in the sweet spot to be able to provide protection and security for both and really touch all corners of the data center. So as you can see, we've got quite a rich set of capabilities here that we're outlining coming later this year. We always do a yearly currency update to keep all of our products in line as RACF and the other components such as Kix and the mainframe do their updates. So I'll just touch on a few highlights here. Throughout these themes, you can see one of the things in the administration and the Z-Secure Visual, which is the GUI version of administration, you can see that we're really focused on helping to get a much greater efficiency in terms of, you can see, 25 RACF databases from a single place. So again, you're seeing that sort of one-to-many expansion, helping reduce operating costs. Under Z-Secure Alert, you see here a delivery of these alert logs to Unix syslog. So again, as I mentioned, that Z Enterprise allows us to focus and tie in the mainframe much more deeply and blur those lines to the distributed environment. Here's a very good proof point for you right there where we're able to get alerts and audit logs from the mainframe into a Unix syslog. And again, you can see here through audit quite a bit of details and also try and pulling in more records, Kix currency, and also helping to improve the performance of those. And again, as you look into next year, you see quite a bit of capabilities there that are outlined, and many of these, as a theme, are really talking about doing a much better exploitation, getting more value out of this Z Enterprise release, where we've got a few proof points coming out this year. Next year, you're really getting the ability to integrate and manage much more deeply with your entire environment. So again, a lot of excitement there, and as always, Linda Cummings, our product manager for Z-Secure, can really help point you in the right direction how to make a big deal with Z-Secure, especially in your fourth quarter ELAs. And with that, we move over to page 10, and I'll hand it off to Rani Srinivasan, who is our our new leader on the product management team over our data and application security.
Great. Thanks, Chris. On slide 10, we wanted to just highlight quickly how clearly data and application security is going to be a big focus area from our portfolio. We're spending a lot of money in this space, enhancing new capabilities we introduced in the marketplace last year, and also investing in new capabilities that we will be delivering in the next year, 9 to 12 months. So if you jump to slide 11, we wanted to give you a quick snapshot of what our big focus areas are for data and application security. Customers are spending a lot of money and earmarking a ton of money for the next 3 years. One customer told us they've set aside about $21 million that they're going to spend in the next 3 years on data loss prevention. It's that kind of money that we're going to be chasing from an IBM perspective, and so data loss prevention is a big focus area for us. The second key focus area is going to be around helping customers secure their application environment. You've probably heard a lot about secure by design, and that's the core strategy that IBM is pushing, not just from Tivoli, but across all of our brands. And as we do that, we're delivering foundational controls from our portfolio to be able to help customers drive that application-level security. And here, we're talking about not just applications that are deployed into customers' data centers, but it's also about applications and services that customers are going to be adopting outside, out on the Internet. And that's where bulk of the vulnerabilities are and threats are, like customers adopting software as a service, customers adopting cloud, and as the enterprises start to get those applications into the environment, they're very concerned about the holes and threats that are that their users are going to be exposed to. So this is where we're going to be focusing on integrating some of the ISS capabilities with the heritage Tivoli capabilities and building an appliance that we're referring to as secure security content gateway. So that's the second big focus area. The third is integrating these portfolios through our SIEM strategy to be able to deliver to customers an end-to-end compliance view. This is one of our differentiation in our portfolio, and that's a key thing that we should continue to keep highlighting to customers. It's one thing to be able to say we were putting all the controls in place. It's another thing to be able to help customers demonstrate to their auditors that they are in, that they're in compliance and they are in control of their IT environment. And the way we do that is with the integration with our SIEM products so that we can give customers that end-to-end visibility. So you'll see us talking about integrating our application and data level security products with our SIEM capabilities. And lastly, this is another area where we as IBMers are putting a lot of investment in standards-based efforts. So just as we drove the XACML standards and the KMIP standard for key lifecycle management, we continue to then also interoperate, lead a lot of the interoperability testings that happen in the industry, as well as an analyst event. So watch out for this space. This is where we're going to be introducing lots of new capabilities in the next 9 to 12 months. So let me just share with you quickly by individual products what are some of the new enhancements. If you go to slide 12, the first one I wanted to highlight on the list is Key Lifecycle Manager. As you know, we introduced this product last year or late 2008, and this is really focused on helping customers manage keys as they start to encrypt a lot of the storage devices. And this is a operational pain point that customers need. It's sort of a must-have. You can't really encrypt it and then lose the key. You lose the data as a result of it. We're planning to release the second version of the offering in the second half of this year, focused on additional enhancements to the offering, clearly around role-based authorization so that multiple administrators can use the product and get access to the appropriate keys. Along with that, we're also going to be extending support to the IBM storage and server disks, and also being able to support a heterogeneous platform as the endpoints start to support KMIP type standards. We're able to centrally control and manage all the keys independent of where the data is going to be stored. The other key highlight, as I mentioned earlier, is the integration with our SIEM capabilities for centralized compliance reporting. Along with that, then, we'll also target a follow-on release of TKLM somewhere in late next year to early 2012. The second capability in our data and application security portfolio is this offering called Tivoli Security Policy Manager. This is a core management offering that we introduced in late 2008, and we've already started seeing several customer deployments going into production with this capability. What this offers is customers the ability to centrally manage security policies, especially data-level security policies, so that customers can define fine-grained access control to the applications and databases and all the data in use. In the first half of this year, we released the 7.1 version of the product, and that focuses on delivering more out-of-the-box integration with our WebSphere .NET application environment so customers can externalize security from their environments and use Policy Manager to define data-level security policies. We also have out-of-the-box integration with DB2, FileNet, SharePoint, and also integrate with our Tivoli Access Manager for e-business so that customers can centrally control access by roles, rules, and attributes. So that's the version that came out in the first half of this year. We're now in the planning phases for delivering the next version, and the roadmap calls out leveraging this policy management platform to deliver data loss prevention as a policy target. And as I said, in the next slide, I'll cover some new capabilities we're going to be introducing next year. Along with that, we're also going to be focusing on helping customers drive a level of governance in an SOA environment. And this is where Tivoli Security Policy Manager integrates with the WebSphere suite of products, such as DataPower, WSRR, and the enterprise service buses. So here's an opportunity for you as a seller to be able to lead with WebSphere and provide a joint solution between WebSphere and Tivoli. So we'll continue to deliver that cross-brand integration and enhance that to support numerous customer use cases. So that's the quick view on the first two products in the portfolio. If you jump to slide 13, let me cover some of the other key capabilities that we're going to be introducing in the portfolio. The top of the list is an appliance that we're targeting building called IBM Security Content Gateway. This is a really exciting area for us as we have always been helping customers secure access to applications in the data center. Now here's our opportunity to leverage our ISS portfolio with its deep content inspection packages, URL filtering capabilities, the core IPS capabilities, and building a content gateway where we can now help customers secure access to the internet applications. And that's a really powerful concept for customers, being able to say, look, I'm going to start giving you as users from the enterprise access to all these SaaS and cloud-based applications. I want to make sure that the enterprise still remains secure so that I'm not getting threats and vulnerabilities introduced to my enterprise through that hole. So we're plugging that security hole for the customer by helping them expand access to unmanaged resources such as cloud and SaaS applications. The other thing is customers can then be able to use this appliance to be able to drive a level of compliance as well, especially as customers want to be able to define policies, say, what are the acceptable use policies? You as an auditor want to be able to go into the enterprise and say, look, I have these policies that the company needs to govern by and demonstrate compliance, and this appliance will be able to then be the pipe through which customers get access to these internet applications. So watch out for this space. This is going to be an exciting area where we'll be combining capabilities from our ISS portfolio with the Tivoli's heritage capabilities to deliver this appliance. The next capability I wanted to highlight is something that is a core engine from our IPS portfolio called the Deep Content Analysis SDK. As you know, this is a powerful engine that a lot of companies rely on to be able to provide the smarts for UADL filtering. We use them in our products. A lot of the security appliances in the industry also use this capability. So we're targeting in the next year timeframe to enhance the SDK to be able to focus on two key areas. Since we've been focusing on UADLs for the longest, now we're going to move up the stack to look at spam-type content and also look at DLP from a data loss prevention capability, being able to inspect document tracking, fingerprinting, using fingerprinting algorithms, looking at confidential signatures, and also even being able to classify live text data. So these are some enhancements we'll be doing to the core engine in the SDK, and then leveraging that SDK in a lot of our appliances that we deliver in the next 12 to 18 months. The third offering on this page I wanted to highlight is something that we've been working organically to address the DLP market. We're referring to that opportunity space as information loss prevention. This is the key area for us because customers are tired of putting siloed DLP products. Talk to any customer and they'll say on an average they probably have about two different point solutions, all focusing on the channel in which they're trying to make sure that the data is not being leaked. But if you ask the customer what their confidence level is with all these solutions, customers are still concerned that they're losing data. That's because a lot of the products that they've put into place are bolt-on reactive products. What we're trying to do from an IBM perspective is because of our broad reach with the applications and databases that we deliver from IBM, we're looking at helping customers implement a proactive approach to information loss protection. And the way we're going to do this is with our version 1 product focusing on the policy management and data classification effort. Once we help customers classify the data, then we have an ability for the customer to then say, great, now I know where my data is. Let's go implement the appropriate security controls for the environment. So in the first version that comes out next year, we're going to be focusing on that, like I said, the sensitive information classification from file servers and endpoints, being able to then define the leakage protection policies, and then push those policies to the various targets. One of the first targets we'll be pushing to is TAM-ESSO, and TAM-ESSO will become a capability that will also have the endpoint DLP protection enforcement. So with TAM-ESSO, we'll be introducing the enforcement for desktops. So now we can help customers centrally define the policies in our information loss protection product and then use the purchase the endpoint DLP capabilities through our TAM-ESSO offering. So as you can start to see, we're starting to take our existing foundational capabilities from our Tivoli products and adding to it some of these data level and application level security products. We'll also be looking at, again, as a closed loop effort, integrating with our SIEM products to provide that centralized dashboard from a compliance reporting effort. The last capability on this list I wanted to wrap up was to highlight the multifunction offering. This is our UTM offering in the marketplace. We'll continue to be providing support for the appliances that are out in the marketplace. As we said, we'll deliver that 5-year support for all the appliances out there, and we've got about several appliances that we'll continue to be finishing down the inventory. This is a focus area for us as we start to look at what are some of the new market changes that are happening right from under us and helping customers with those new market problems that they have to solve. As you start to see customers looking for UTMs, we'd love to hear what the customer requirements are and then appropriately provide guidance for them in terms of intrusion prevention and content gateway type solutions for their higher level value needs, and then working with our SDG partners in delivering the firewall and basic capabilities that customers might need. So this is a space that we'd love to continue to hear feedback from sales. And with that, let me turn it over to Dave O for the update on the data center and operational security.
Thanks so much, Ravi. The data center and operational security portfolio helps our customers to manage risk. And as we all know, risk is equal to our assets and our who's using those assets, what vulnerabilities are resident on those assets, and what threats are affecting those assets. And this portion of the portfolio really helps customers get their hands around the threats and mitigating the threats, dealing with them on a daily basis. To that end, we have many solutions. Most of the Heritage ISS products fall into this category, and it's growing to include others. Namely, it includes our server protection portfolio, our virtual server protection portfolio, our network intrusion prevention portfolio, and the Site Protector management system to manage all of those products. Our virtual IPS, our scanner, and our recently added Big Fix technology, which will eventually grow to include our desktop intrusion prevention solution. Moving on to slide 15. At the backbone of this portion of our portfolio, and in fact all of the IBM security solutions, stands our X-Force. The X-Force, the R&D arm of IBM, chartered and missioned with securing all of our customers and all of our enterprises. To that end, the X-Force this year is delivering content updates across all of our engines. This is keeping our products current, intelligent, and up to snuff with regards to the recent techniques and tactics of the hackers. The X-Force is also missioned with expansion of the engines. So it's not only good enough to just keep our existing engines up to snuff with the threat landscape, but we strive to add additional elements to safeguard our customers over time. Some recent examples of this include our protocol analysis module extension to include content analysis, now part of our information loss prevention program that Ravi mentioned, and our SQL injection logic engine. These are two good examples of how the X-Force looks to take out whole swaths of the threat spectrum to really enhance the value proposition. Additionally, the X-Force is missioned with keeping our customer base informed. So during the last quarter, many of you have participated with the X-Force in local events where Tom Cross or other representatives, Jamie LaCitra from the X-Force, have spoke on behalf of the X-Force and on behalf of IBM Security and noted to our customers how the landscape is changing regarding threats and how IBM is reacting to those changes to enhance our products. The X-Force also recently released our X-Force Trend Report. It's an easy URL. Everybody should have it imprinted on their minds, IBM.com/security/X-Force. It's as simple as that. You could always direct your customers to find the X-Force Trend Report. And finally, the X-Force drives and delivers security content not as just pure research analysis, but embedding it within to our products. It's the turnkey lifecycle process of knowing where the threats are, knowing where the enhancements to our protection engines can most benefit customers, and then integrating those in a usable way within our product portfolio. Moving on to slide 16. This portion of the portfolio is really anchored by three key offerings. I wanted to provide a snapshot as to what was happening on these three offerings. Firstly, our virtual server protection. We have a ton, over 50-plus evaluations going on the VSP product right now. And while it's true that the revenue has been a bit slow, I think that's a mere fact that there are so many evaluations happening right now. Customers are becoming accustomed to the technology, comfortable with it, and standardizing on it. So we have seen customers ordering in small increments, 5 units, 10 units, 15 units, and those types of quantities. We're anticipating that in the second half of the year, this really starts to translate into big enterprise-wide deals. Our network intrusion prevention system, the 4.1 release of the firmware has met with overwhelming customer base. up and down the line, low-end to high-end customers have enjoyed and have deployed the most recent firmware release and have also noted the affirmation of commitment from IBM regarding this portion of the portfolio. So we're seeing a great momentum build regarding that firmware release as we march to the next release of the product, which is our 10-gig release in Q1 of next year. And finally, on our endpoint and server protection suite, much momentum around the big fix injection that we've received in terms of market momentum, how that gives us a viable blueprint and footprint by which we can integrate our intrusion prevention technology, and we can expand our virtual server coverage to include other operating systems, which is really the focal point for the second half of the year. Moving on to slide 17, the specifics. The network IPS firmware, as I mentioned, was released in the first half of the year. We are in process of scoping our next version of the IPS firmware. And Ravi mentioned the extensions regarding the security content gateway. This release of the firmware is envisioned to get customers in the mindset and on an upgrade path to consider that product. So what we'd like to do is get them comfortable with the concept of a value proposition that extends beyond pure IPS, give them the comfort level of still operating it in a transparent layer within the network, and then eventually upgrade and migrate those customers to the full content gateway product that Ravi had mentioned. On the hardware platform, we are, as I mentioned, in process of a deliverable for Q1 of next year that includes 10 gigabit external interfaces and 20 gigabit content inspection rates. So this product is envisioned to ship in the Q1 of next year, and there's already much excitement around that. In fact, there's programs in place that if you have a immediate market need for 10 gig, you should be working with both myself and Ryan Hall in an interim solution and then an eventual migration for that customer to the 10 gig product. And then following that up with a hardware platform, we're denoting this as the common hardware platform for both next-gen IPS as well as the content gateway. On the virtual server protection portion of the portfolio, the concentration is augmenting the existing operating system support to include ESX 4.1. So that's where the development resources are focused, as well as integrating the VSP product through Passport Advantage with appropriate licensing for both VSP as well as Site Protector, enabling all of the sellers who utilize Passport Advantage to gain access and orderability for this product. And then there's a tactical certification around VMSafe that the next release will augment to our existing feature set. Now, over the long term, the VSP product will be expanded to offer additional virtual environment coverage, and you'll see those noted in this slide. Moving down to the server protection portfolio, one of the strengths that we've had on the server portfolio has been the broad array of operating systems that we will cover and support. This has given us a differentiation in the marketplace. And we've won numerous enterprise-wide deals because of this broad OS coverage. Now, in the last year, we've fallen just a bit behind on a couple of those operating systems, and so we are augmenting and directing our development activities to make up for where we have a gap. And that includes with Windows 2008 Service Release 2, which tactically will be ready during the fall, and then will be generally available in the first half of next year. And long-term and strategically, we're continuing to assess the integration of TAMOS and the server protection line to provide a consolidated agent for our customers to manage their security footprint. Moving on to slide 18 on the SIM portfolio. So we have released SIM 2.0 and have recognized that we still have a feature and functionality gap in the marketplace pertaining to real-time event management. And so we are currently working to scope and create a solution that combines both real-time event analysis and compliance privileged identity management into a single marketplace solution. So that's going to be the focus of the next release of our SIEM solution. In the interim, we do have extended operating system coverage. We will be augmenting our existing solution to include AIX and Red Hat Linux support, and this is slated to be made available by the end of this quarter. On the Site Protector line, we are scoping a tactical release 8.1 of Site Protector that would include high-profile and marquee customer support requests. So where we have identified feature gap or functionality gap or performance gaps within the product, we're scoping that to remove some of the issues that have been known regarding Site Protector in the next release of the product. So you can envision a maintenance release for Site Protector. Finally, the long-term goal on the management solutions is to look at a mechanism in place where we can bring all of this to our customers through one transaction, one purchase, the ability to command and control our products, to analyze the real-time events, to create a forensic log of our products and the events originating from the products, and to monitor privileged identities in one solution for our customers. I'm moving on to slide 19. I'm going to tackle this from the bottom up. I did want to paint a picture on our scanning portfolio, Internet Scanner and Enterprise Scanner. We have released the Vulnerability Management Service 2.0 within GTS. And strategically, this is the migration path for our scanning product customers. Now, we will continue to support Internet Scanner customers and Enterprise Scanner customers for a long time, as per our lifecycle policy, specifically 1 year following any end of sale and 5 years for our appliance portfolio following any end of sale announcements. Now, we haven't done that. We haven't made an end of sale announcement, but we do want to encourage you to start talking to your customers and getting them comfortable with a migration path to the Vulnerability Management Service. Now, we recognize that there may be some reasons why customers might want to purchase additional scanners, in particular Enterprise Scanner. They may have the need to scan their organizations from both the inside and from outside of the firewall. They may be looking for performance gains. By adding additional scanning appliances, they can enjoy the benefit of having additional performance gains within their scan or a reduced time period for scanning all of their assets. Finally, sometimes it's a lot cheaper to host a scanner in a remote geo, command and control that remotely, and then feedback just the results, not the entire scan session, across the main line between the corporate office and the remote environment. So those are three good reasons why your existing Enterprise Scanner customers may want to consider augmenting their existing deployments to include additional scan appliances. Now, for the rest of this slide and for closing, I'm going to turn it back to Chris Bowserman.
Okay. Thanks, Dave. So I wanted to wrap up on the roadmap here and talk a bit about really the exciting acquisition of Big Fix and how that really is going to be energizing and revitalizing our roadmap and our capabilities around endpoint protection and management, and really provide a platform that's going to be a comprehensive starting point for current capabilities to sell into our clients, as well as future roadmap items that are going to be very valuable for not only our traditional security buyers in the CSO office, but also a major piece of interest to those in charge of IT operations and really looking at managing desktop services, mobile services, and the server team. I won't go into all the details of Big Fix by any stretch of the imagination in this roadmap discussion. There are three Tivoli talks that are recorded and available for you to go into more details about that product, its capabilities, and even some details around some of the migration points I'll talk about from our existing customer base. The most recent one last week was really focused on the security use cases, so I invite you to take a listen to that. What Big Fix does is it really does allow us, again, this platform to really get back in the endpoint game. And for the for endpoint this context, I'll really refer to desktops, laptops, those sort of client user-centric devices, but it also does support servers. So if we look at how this really helps us with three of our customer bases, you'll see here that our Prevenia desktop customers and our Prevenia endpoint secure control customers and our security compliance manager customers will all be on a migration upgrade path really to the big fix-based endpoint security suite. And so if we first take a look at the Prevenia desktop customers, the strategy here is really to take the core pieces of the Prevenia firewall and the host-based intrusion prevention powered by X-Force, the core PAM module there, for those of you who are familiar with it. And we'll be taking those as applications, updating them, adding the Windows 7 support, and porting them onto the Big Fix core platform as part of our endpoint security management suite. Now, that migration, that update for Windows 7 and the integration with Big Fix platform, we're currently working on refining the dates for that. The best estimate we have today, subject to change, put that caveat there as always, is the first half of next year with a beta that we're aiming for towards the end of this year or beginning, the very beginning of next year. For Prevenia endpoint secure control customers, it's a very similar story. Since those customers really were taking core pieces of Prevenia desktop, using them with the Big Fix platform, they'll also be having that as the migrate and the migration, the upgrade path, the first half of next year. Our security compliance manager customers, so that's a product that's really focused on doing configuration checks and settings on, do you have your antivirus running? Have you disabled any peer-to-peer file sharing? Do you have any accounts on your system with guest accounts, no password? Those kind of weak link configuration checks and reporting on them, that capability, those customers will be moved over to the Big Fix platform, which as a core part of its security and vulnerability management function will really be the next step for those customers. And they will be moving over also in the first half of next year. Again, from an overall Big Fix timing perspective, I encourage you again to listen to Tibley talk for more details. The Big Fix platforms are available for sale today for IBM customers. You do have, all of you, assuming listening to this call, have compensation options for this. I encourage you to listen to, the last Tibley talk for more details on that and also how to work with your local Big Fix resource to actually place the order. For this year through about February or so of next year, you'll be placing orders through the Big Fix fulfillment system and we're working with your Big Fix colleagues to do that. There'll be a lead passing tool to get compensation. And then about February or so of next year, then we'll be doing our first IBM release of the Big Fix platform, the Blue Rinse release, that will also be available in Passport Advantage. But again, please listen to the last Tibley talk for more details on all of that. The other key piece that I'd mention is that the Big Fix suite does have a server component to it, and that way it's very complementary to our Prevenia server, Real Secure Server Sensor, and Virtual Server Protection, and it provides things like configuration, vulnerability management, checking, patch management, another remediation that, again, is a very complementary solution to that very extensive server protection platform that Dave just mentioned. And now with that, I'd like to turn it over to all of you for some questions and clarify any questions or clarifications from the product management team. And so, operator, back to you to open the lines, please.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1, unmute your line, and record your name clearly. To withdraw your question, press star 2. Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 and record your name. One moment, please. Please stand by for the first question. Your first question does come from Pete Stevenson. Your line is open.
Hi, Chris. This is Pete.
Hey, Pete.
I got a question about the Identity Access Bundle. We're showing zSecure Suite. What components of zSecure Suite would be included in that and the proposed bundle there?
Okay. So good question, Pete. So one of the things for those of you listening, And I should have mentioned this at the beginning. Previously, especially last year before we brought the ISS team in the fold, when we organized our roadmap and our discussion, solutions discussions like this, that the three categories or sections had themselves been a physical bundle or a single part number for all the components. And in this section, we use a similar format, which also aligns the framework to describe and sort of try to simplify, peeling back the onion to describe our solutions. But these three pieces that myself and Ravi and Dave went through aren't themselves literal physical bundles. We still do have security bundles, a number of them. So one of the ones that's most popular has been the Tivoli Identity and Access Assurance Bundle. It's great for ELAs and other holiday shopping occasions. It's a great gift. We've had tremendous success selling that, especially for competitive takeouts, ELA situations. That core bundle remains unchanged, so it's our identity and access management, our federation, our ESSO, our directory and directory integrator platforms, and our SIEM capabilities. But that bundle itself does not include Z-Secure components, even though we covered Z-Secure in the identity and access assurance or identity and access management section of this presentation. We do have a separate Z-Security bundle, which I don't have all the exact pieces outlined on here, but it's unchanged from the bundle that we've had that we launched last year.
Okay, good point. Would be important probably to distinguish the two since this slide gets a lot of mileage and looks the same as the bundle slide.
Okay, that sounds good. We can certainly make sure that we get an update on the security bundles that are out there, and we can put that in the appendix here so that everyone's aware of the different combinations they have for selling. Thanks. Any other questions, Pete?
No, that's good. Great.
Okay,
thanks.
Thank you.
Next question, Gary Thompson.
Yes, I've had some trouble getting the past Tivoli web access and replays. Can you identify the site where I can find those?
Sure, Gary. So are you IBM internal or a business partner?
Business partner.
Business partner. I don't have that exact. It should be through partner. I don't have the exact piece. If you want to give me an email, or actually, sorry, Robbie, do you have the exact link?
Yeah, I think the link for the business partner, the partner role link is in the last page, on page 22.
There's no listed on page 22.
If you, I think it's the...
I see.
The here is actually a link.
Yeah. Do you have this presentation? See that link?
I have this one. But they come, when we get the announcement, there's only, when you click on that BP link, you go to the single one as opposed to the multiples that have been given.
Okay. If you're still having issues getting that, if I recommend if you contact Lisa Jensen, who is our channel manager for this, or you can contact me. It's C. Bowser, C-B-A-U-S. ER at us.ibm.com, and we can, you know, either one of us can point you in the right direction.
Okay, thank you much.
Thanks.
Next question, Felipe Silva.
Oh, hi. It was not clear for me about the how we will charge the security role and policy modeler. This will be included in TIM, or this will be a separate chargeable component?
Yeah, great question, Philippe. So today, those components are separate installs, separate products in the beta program. What we are going to do next year is those will be included as part of the Identity Manager product. So clients don't have to use TIM with them, or they don't have to use so they're independent modules, if you will, within TIM, but will be part of the same price as TIM. The current plan is that we'll look to increase the price of TIM somewhat, and add that as part of the overall packaging of TIM and not a separate charge. And we think that will be a good competitive way for us to go up against the likes of CA and Oracle, who charge for their role management or role modeling products separately and have a completely separate, lately integrated install.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Your next question comes from Lisa Jensen.
Hey, Chris, this is Lisa. I just wanted to let you know that we are having problems posting the presentations on PartnerWorld. So if there's any business partners that need the presentations, they can just send me an email. My email is jensenl, J-E-N-S-E-N-L, at us.ibm.com, and I'd be happy to send you the presentation.
Great. Thank you much, Lisa.
There are no other questions at this time.
Okay. Well, great. We'll thank you all for the question this morning and for your attention. And again, you know, we're happy to help you drive more business and close deals. So please don't be shy giving us your feedback and working with the overall worldwide team as we move in the fourth quarter here. Thanks everyone, and happy selling.